episode 35 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode we spun the wheel for category C. It's never gonna stop. And we got Claymore. Now, initially, I had thought that this was an older anime. I didn't know that it was relatively new. I mean, 2007 isn't really new.
Right.
But I honestly thought it was from like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, well.
I didn't know that. Either way, Claymore is a dark fantasy manga series written and illustrated by Norihiro Yagi. It started in Shonen Jump in May of 2001. And apparently it was too dark for Shonen Jump's target audience and moved to a sister magazine.
Yeah, this is manga, the manga.
Yeah, the manga part. And then it moved back once that magazine was canceled, and eventually in 2007 it was adapted into the anime that we watched.
Yeah, alright, so we jump into our thoughts, premise.
Premise? So you're in a medieval type world, you know, it's castles and swords
and armor.
Yeah, I think Dungeons and Dragons pretty much. And there's these demon type monsters out there called Yoma, and then the humans made a crossbreed between Yoma and humans, and those are called Claymore, but that's dubbed by people.
Yeah, they claim
that's
something.
Not an actual name they came up for themselves.
I don't think they have a name for themselves.
They're called the organization, and the actual people don't have a name. Numbers, they're just numbers inside the organization.
So yeah, essentially the these are demon hunters, and they hunt demons.
They hunt the Yoma.
And the big part of it is the demon hunters have Yoma blood in them, and eventually if they use too much of the powers, they awaken and become Yoma itself. And that's pretty much the struggle of the whole thing. So what'd you think of it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And I have the perfect way to describe this for anyone that's interested in watching it. It's a mix between Berserk and Dragon Ball Z.
Oh. Well, I know one of those things.
It's very, what do you know? Dragon Ball Z, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So Berserk is just a very dark fantasy manga. Uh-huh. You know, there's demons and stuff. It isn't really magic. It's sort of in there, but it's really just demonic stuff. And then one guy, his name's Guts, and he swings a sword. But, so that's half of Claymore. The other half is Dragon Ball, where they're constantly powering up.
Yeah.
Every single fight. And I love that they do this, because it's fun. It's fun to watch someone struggle in a fight, and then immediately the next fight they have to struggle again because the next opponent's a little bit stronger. That's the Dragon Ball Z aspect.
The biggest difference between Dragon Ball and this is only one character in this levels up. Everyone else is kind of the same throughout.
For the most part.
So, yeah, this was a good one. I mean, dark fantasy is definitely the thing that go about it.
Oh, yeah.
So
people are getting torn to shreds, and arms are going inside of people's guts and just ripping stuff out.
There's straight up nudity in this one.
A bit. But it's not sexualized, in my
opinion. No.
It's just kind of there.
No, it's weird in some spots.
Oh, it's definitely a little bit odd. Like, there's one scene where there's, like, a, I don't know, 12 or 13-year-old girl, and you don't actually see nudity, quote-unquote, but she is naked, and you see a lot of skin, and it was a little bit weird to see that, but at the same time, it was not sexualized at all. It just happened to be a naked girl.
The whole ending episode, the main bad guy turns back human, and she's just naked throughout the entire thing. So it's very strange. There was no sexuality in this show, period. Or romance. I mean, a little bit, but not much.
So, very minute.
Yeah, so. Which was refreshing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
it was great.
This one.
I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, I got a few problems with it myself.
Aspect of it that I really liked was the music. I loved the music. Except for halfway through the show, they were using these Scottish bagpipes for like 3 episodes or so. God, I wanted to put an ice pick in my ear. It was so terrible. But other than that, the music was fantastic.
I mean, it was drawn really well, too.
Yeah, good art, for sure.
Action was decent all the way through.
There's, towards the end, there's one part where she's powering up. She's like, my power level isn't enough, or something like that. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, it's Dragon Ball.
One thing that I didn't really like in the beginning is all the Yoma were identical, essentially.
Yeah, they didn't really differentiate between different Yomas.
When the Claymore, the demon hunters, awaken, they become Yoma and they become more powerful Yoma, and that's when...
They become awakened, though.
Yeah, but that's because...
They're individualized when they awaken.
Right. So, yeah, so they're all different designs and stuff like that. That's when the show really got good.
Yes, about halfway through, you really started seeing the awakened
Yomas. But, because there's only really 2 levels, the regular Yoma and then the awakened level.
They sort of went on to the ferocious beasts, or I think they were called something like that. But apparently that's just a nickname they use for awakened Yomas. There's no such thing as a ferocious eater, that's it.
So there's only 2 levels, the regular Yoma, which Claymores can take down with no problem.
Yeah, it's fairly easy.
And apparently the awakened ones that kill
every... main character is supposedly the weakest one until she starts to level up a bit, and she's taken the Yoma out pretty easily.
Even at the end, she's still ranked in the last.
Yeah, well, they sort of explain that it doesn't really matter how strong you get, your rank doesn't really change.
Yeah. So that's another thing. Every Demon Hunter has a rank from, like, 1 to 47.
And, yeah, but they never really explicitly tell you that 47 is the lowest rank. They sort of do towards the end, but when 47 came up about halfway through-ish, they were, like, they were all astounded that she's 47, but they didn't actually tell you then that 47 is the lowest rank.
They kind of did, because it was, like, something like they explained the whole hierarchy. There's, like, one claymore for each of the 47 regions, and it's
ranked... Oh, I don't think I heard the 47
regions. Yeah, 47 regions. It was in the canyon when she first met her three friends.
Okay, never mind.
When they fought that first moment, it was that they explained that there's, like, 47 regions, and they're assigned based on their power level or whatever, and she got assigned the easiest of the regions. So, yeah. But, yeah, so, I mean, that was, and the differentiation of the minor, it's really a minor complaint, honestly. I didn't really have too much problem with it. It's just, it would have been more interesting if there was a little different more in the lower level monsters, so you're not fighting the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, that was only for a little bit.
Yeah, no,
it was a few episodes. She won after some
regular Yoma. But there's, like, no middle tier either. They kind of go
from... Yeah, no. You go from super weak Yoma to awakened beings, and they're strong.
It goes from the Claymores slaughtering a Yoma to the Yoma slaughtering the Claymores. It's like, what's going on? Yeah,
the transition between that is very quick.
And, like, there's one where there's, like, a rank number 7 or 8, who her whole squad gets caught and tortured, and this one demon's stabbing, like, pipes through her.
Yes.
So.
Oh, God. It was so gory and awesome. I loved it.
It was a really good one. Another problem I had was Rocky.
Who, in the manga, because I read a bit of the manga, his name is Racky.
Racky?
Yeah.
Well, anyway. So, Rocky is the viewer's character, essentially. He's there.
You would probably relate to him because he's just a normal human boy, probably 15-ish.
Right. So he's there to be the viewer and get everything explained to him and stuff like that. But he's super annoying.
He's been annoying and stupid.
And I thought it was going to be, he's going to be throughout the whole show. And then he wasn't. He was, like, gone for most of it. So I was thankful for that.
Yeah, but he came back towards the end of it.
So, like, the first two or three episodes, it's him, it's Rocky and Claire.
Claire's the main protagonist, but she's the female Claymore.
Right. So, but then it cuts, and all of a sudden we're following a different Claymore.
Teresa
and a young girl. I'm like...
Yeah, that was a really weird transition until the end of that arc, which was, like, 4 or 5 episodes, I think.
But
end of that arc, it all made sense.
Yeah, but I thought they were going to be switching back and forth between Claymores. I thought that was, like... And if they were going to do that, I thought that was pretty cool. And that, the Teresa and...
The little girl.
Little girl storyline was really, really good.
Oh, it was great and very dark at the end. Uh-huh. And then at the very end, you find out that that little girl that's with Teresa, and Teresa dies at the end of that little arc, is Claire.
Yeah.
Claire's a little girl, and then she takes Teresa's head back to the organization and says, put her in me.
Because,
oh, it was so good.
Claire gets beheaded.
Yeah, right at the end of that little arc.
By a young one, because she actually betrays the organization to kill... She killed some bandits, because Claymores are not allowed to kill humans, period, no matter what they are, because they're monsters.
And the Claymores are half monster, and it would be bad for the image of the organization to hurt humans.
There was one point where these band of thugs were gonna rape essentially one of the Teresa, and she was like, okay, do what you have to do, because she can't do anything to stop them.
She can't hurt them.
So, but then she betrays them because she finds this little girl, Claire, and at first she's against having her with her, and she kind of adopts her towards the end.
Yeah, her humanity comes out a little bit,
and then she tries to leave Claire at a village, and then these bandits come and start murdering
everyone in the village.
Yeah, so she goes and saves Claire, and she kills them all, so now the organization comes after her, and they send these four.
Yeah, a team of four, because Claire's number, or Teresa.
Teresa's number one.
Teresa's number one in the organization, so they send four Claymores to come after her.
They send number 2, 3, and 4 after her.
And then you find, they send 2, 3, 4, and,
5.
They send another one.
Yeah, she's number 2, though.
Well, she doesn't have a number yet.
No, she's number 2. They send...
No, they definitely send number 2, but there's one at the end, the one that turns into the Yoma, doesn't have a number yet.
The one that kills Teresa, yes, she does. She's number 2. 4 and 5 come in, and they're bragging over 3 and 4, and then number 2 comes, and she was like, I would be in charge of it, but I'm no longer the number 2. They made this girl number 2. I'm telling you.
We'll talk about it later.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
You want to go watch the episode again?
We'll do it.
I know for a fact.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. So eventually, you know, Teresa's fighting them all, and she's winning. And then
Teresa...
the one has, like, a hidden potential. She's pretty much raw power.
Teresa is awesome.
Yeah, she's very skilled.
I mean, like, she's just an awesome character in general. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really didn't want her to die, but I knew where it was going.
Oh, it was great. It was so good. And so, like, she's almost overpowered. She's fighting them all and everything. Oh, and then the one just unleashes her Yoma power and eventually awakens because she needs more power to beat her. And, boom, cuts her head off.
Yeah, but the best part about it is Teresa didn't get beat in a fight. Teresa was showing sympathy and was going to give her a merciful death, so she had her guard down.
Yeah.
So it was just, she got tricked and got killed because of it. So it wasn't because of her lack of skill or if she was overpowered. It was just because the Yoma tricked her. Mm-hmm. So, which was really neat. And so Claire, as a kid, takes her beheaded head, as you said, and takes it to these organizations, guys.
And they make a distinction later on that this is very different.
Yeah.
Normally, you put a Yoma in you. You don't put a Claymore in you.
Right. This wasn't
to turn you into a Claymore.
The organization apparently likes to experiment on people.
Yeah, quite a bit. And in the manga, we'll talk about it at the end, they do quite a bit more that's not shown in the anime.
Right. So, the disparity between Claire and Rocky's relationship and Claire and Teresa's was so large that it really made me not like Rocky at all.
I didn't mind him too much. I mean, obviously, he was annoying in his own right. What I thought they were doing with the show early on is that Rocky was going to be her touchstone to humanity, and every time she went to transform, he would pull her back. But they only did that once.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like
And they tried to do it at the end of the show, but it didn't work.
Rocky got on my nerves because his whole thing was, I'm going to protect Claire. She doesn't need your freaking protection.
Yeah, no. You don't even know how to hold a sword properly, kid.
I'm going to protect you. No, you're not. Shut up.
She could flick you with her pinky and murder you. Hey, like, you're good.
That just drove me nuts. I'm going to protect her. And he never once protects her at all.
Yeah, no, not even a little bit.
So
he attempts to a couple times. Doesn't work.
So, last time we got Chivalry of Fountain Knight. I found it interesting that this one and that one had the same ending problem where it needed a second season.
Yeah, so are we ready to talk about the ending? And
So
the reason why I wanted to wait to talk about the manga is because there's a huge difference between the manga and the anime. The anime ends around chapter 65 of the manga, and the last three or four episodes of the anime are completely different than the manga.
Oh, okay.
And the manga continues on to chapter 155.
Right.
There's more left after the anime ends in the manga than there was in the entire anime.
Yeah, I know.
So that was interesting. The biggest difference is at towards the end of the anime, she starts to transform a bit. She transforms her lower half. And that happens in the manga too. And then they end up beating the Silver King of the North.
North,
I think is what they call him. She beats him, and then she goes after the person that killed Teresa.
Okay.
That didn't happen in the manga at all. She beats the Silver King of the North, and then her friend that she made in the Claymores along the way brings her back from the brink, and she turns back into a Claymore. And then it continues from that point with a 7-year time skip.
Oh. Well, the anime ends with just, like, not everything was tied up.
Yeah, not quite.
Because, like, you got touched, the organization was touched on, and they were like, but they were, the Claymores were catching on that they were being used and stuff like that, so they were gonna kind of try and take them down. That never got resolved.
No, that's a manga thing. They do all that in the manga.
Yeah, I know.
Unfortunately, you didn't get a second season, and they tried to wrap it all up with a nice little bow
on
the end of the first season, and it didn't work.
So, like I said, this has the same problem as Chivalry and a Failed Knight, as in it just had that ending where...
The ending, honestly, wasn't even that bad.
No,
had a second season.
No.
My issue with the ending in the anime is because of the manga continues, and you can't continue the anime with the way you ended it.
Well, no, it felt very cliffhangery.
Oh, yeah, very.
So it just has that, and it by no means takes the score down like the Blue Gender ending did.
Yeah.
So I found it interesting. The two C's that we got had the same kind of issue with endings and stuff like that.
One was really good and one wasn't.
Oh, no.
Like, even with the issue here at the ending of Claymore, it's still fantastic. It's still really good. It just, if they were going to continue the anime, they should have either went exactly the route of the manga and just made a second season.
Honestly, I don't even want to talk anymore about the show because I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
Yeah, it's one of those things, right? It's just that good.
Yeah,
you should go watch it.
You should really just go watch it because it's really, really decent and you won't be disappointed. Why people watch anime.
This is it.
So yeah, I think we'll drop it there and let you guys decide for yourself.
Don't go any farther if you don't want manga spoilers because I'm talking about a couple things.
Okay, go ahead.
So a bit about the organization experimenting on people. So right after the manga ends, or the anime ends, in the manga, they start talking about how they took a pair of twins, female twins, and they sort of linked their mind up because they're twins.
Right.
And one of them goes full awakened being, and the other one takes her human consciousness inside of her. And the other, and so the one that goes full awakened being just goes and fights and destroys everything. And then when she's done, the other twin puts her consciousness back inside. Now, they tried that with sisters, apparently. Now, if you remember in the anime, there's one Claymore that is missing an eye and just has a scar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one of the sisters they tried it with. And she was the one that was taking the consciousness inside of her, and the other sister was the one that went full wicked being, and they couldn't control it.
You know what? After Teresa died, now that I remember thinking about it, they don't ever introduce you to number one again, do they?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't think we ever see a number one ever again. So, I'm sorry, I just...
The numbers thing is kind of hard because they throw a whole bunch of Claymores out there with all these different numbers and everything.
Right.
And as interesting and good as the show is, you're probably going to have to watch it two or three times to remember the faces with the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all blonde women.
Yeah.
And they all look very similar.
They all do look very similar. You can tell them apart, and that was a big problem that I thought I was going to have with it, but their personalities do shine through.
Yeah, they do.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you just got to have to... You're going to have to pay attention.
Yes. And certain ones have certain abilities, so that's a good way to differentiate them, too. One might heal really well. One might twist her arm up so her sword spins.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different little power-ups they all get. But yeah, that was kind of it. They do some other experimentating and stuff, but that's pretty crazy because the organization goes around and finds female twins and then takes them from their homes. Usually, up until that point, they were just taking female orphans.
Oh, right.
So up until then they actually started stealing children from
perfectly good homes. Yeah, the organization's terrible people.
Yeah, they're not. And my only real gripe with the show, I would have to say, is the fact that they named the organization. Really. That's so generic.
And what else I found funny is that it's run by, it seems to be like all men controlling a bunch of blonde women.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, they tried it with men first, but men can't control the power.
Because
they just go
apparently, if you get if you use your own powers, it's like having sex.
It's intoxicating. You want to use
more
of it.
No, they said it's like having sex.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's intoxicating.
And they said
guys
guys can't handle that. So
they just want more. So. And if they pull on it, then they go awakened.
Yeah, so.
It makes sense. So. That was a decent rationale, honestly.
No, I think it was. I just found it funny that a bunch of guys were controlling a bunch of women.
Yeah. I mean, well, in medieval times, it kind of makes sense.
No, I know. But, I mean, even down, Claymores get hired to go to a town, they kill Yoma, and then the people try to pay for it, and they're like, no, a man of Black's gonna come and collect my payment for you.
Well, I mean, I kind of get it. They're supposed to be soldiers and everything. They're not supposed to be worried about money.
But
if they want money, the organization gives it to them.
That's the thing, though. Then in one episode, they're asked, what happens if you need clothes or something like that? Well, the organization gets me clothes.
Yeah, if she needs it, she's asked for it.
She's not even allowed to buy her own clothes.
Well, they only wear one outfit, so you can't go out and buy that.
I'm just saying, it's just, there's a lot of underlying sexism in there.
For sure, but again, medieval times, women didn't have power then.
Excuses.
That's not an excuse, that's just a time setting.
It's a dark fantasy. You could create any...
So we can definitely... You can create whatever you want, for sure. But in the end, the women are the ones with the power.
No, I know. I'm just honestly just screwing with you. I know how you feel about this stuff.
And, well, either way, in the end of this... In this anime, in this manga, the women had all the power.
Yeah. There is a lot of strong female characters in it. And all the men seem to be either monsters or, you know, Rocky.
Yeah, because there was one or two awakened beings that were men from back in the days.
Yeah.
When they did experiments with the men.
All right.
And Rocky, oh god, Rocky.
Yeah. Don't spin the wheel yet.
Yeah, I'm not spinning it yet.
There's one thing I want to do. I want to go back and talk about a few of the different animes real quick and ask you, not which one was better, but if you had to rewatch the show again, which one would you want to watch? Would you rather want to watch Dot Hack or 801 TTS Airhead?
Dot Hack.
All right, I knew that one. Excel World or Azumanga Deo?
Excel World.
Yeah, me too, even though we kind of went easy on Azumanga Deo.
Yeah, well, I mean, we went easy on it because of what it was.
Right. Blade or Blue Gender?
Oh, man, that's probably Blue Gender. I just like that.
I knew you were going to say Blue Gender.
Even though we probably gave Blade a better ranking.
No, we gave Blue Gender a better ranking.
Did we?
We went with a 7 with Blue Gender. I'm going to go with Blade because I gave Blue Gender an objective 7 and a hateful 5. Whereas I gave Blade...
Just the mechs.
I gave Blade a regular 5, so I was like, yeah, I'd rather watch Blade than Blue Gender again. All right, Claymore or Chevalier of a Found Knight?
Oh, Claymore.
Yeah, easily.
I'd watch that, but all, you know, without having to, just because I want to.
Yeah, and then now, this wheel is going to be interesting, because this is the first wheel that we're going to spin where we can get something that we watched last time.
Yes, there's a second season to this one.
Our favorite anime, Divergence Eve.
Oh, God, I really... I hope it does not pop up. If, you know what, though? If, is it choice or pick that spins within this wheel?
Choice.
Category? Choice. If choice pops up, for me, I'm picking it just to piss you off.
Actually, it's funny that you say that, because I was about to defend it a little bit.
Oh, God, no.
I was about to say, you know, if it does come up, it would be interesting to watch the second season, because they kind of did a time travel thing and restarted the whole universe in that show. So they have the potential of actually making a decent season.
I doubt it'll happen.
I know. That's just me being optimistic. But
really optimistic.
But
the glass isn't half full. It's overflowing.
But there's a possibility there. All right.
Score for this. I can't give it a 10, even though I enjoyed it so much, just because there are some minute issues with it. But a solid 9. I would watch this tomorrow, just because I wanted to.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna go lower. I'm gonna go 8.
Yeah? That's fine. I enjoyed it so much, though.
It's Eden of the East good.
Oh, yeah.
But I give what we gave Eden of the East an 8.
True, but I don't know if I would rewatch Eden of the East.
Well, you can't really rewatch Eden of the East. The part of the...
is mystery is wondering out what's happening.
Yeah, what's going on. Yeah, so there's no point in that.
All right, so we're spinning now for next episode, Category D. Let's see what we get.
You're going to turn down the clapping?
Every time. Why do you have to mention it?
Because I know it bothers you.
Darker than black.
That sounds racist.
I could have sworn this was a hentai, like Bible Black or something like that. I don't know anything about it. I just know the name, and it just rings a bell with hentai. I know a whole lot of that. But I don't know why, it just rings that bell for some reason.
Okay, sure, Sean.
All right, guys, next episode, Darker Than Black.
All right, Darker Than Black it is. Bye.